Deck the Halls with Love and Folly by Sushi Core. Read by Bria314. Fandom, Yuri on Ice, pairing Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov. Rating, general audiences. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. The first time Victor Nikiforov sees Katsuki Yuri, he skates into a Christmas tree. It all happens like this. It's the first time that they're in Japan, and not in the midst of the Grand Prix season. The finals are all already over, but they, actually just Victor, had decided an impromptu holiday was sorely needed, and promptly proceeded to drag a furious Yuri and an amused Mila and Georgie, who had been forced along with them by the entire skating rink right sick of his never-ending moping, on the earliest flight to wherever. Which somehow happened to be Fukuoka. Anyway, they've got several hours to kill before they're due to fly back to Russia for Christmas, and that's when Mila spots the ice skating rink. The temporary sort, set up with plastic barriers and poles strung up with Christmas lights, advertisement banners plastered all over, and a giant Christmas tree with the mall's logo in the place of a star right smack in the center. And it's filled with people. Parents holding their children by the arms as they help them skate. Partners holding each other's hands as they make their way around the rink. Some struggling, others skating with ease. But most just generally having a fun time trying out skating. Yuri takes one look and goes, "No." Mila pulls a face. "Come on, it'll be fun." "I think it'll be fun too." Victor decides, and Yuri splutters. But Mila's already dragging all of them in the direction of the skate rental, and ignoring all of his protests. Georgie goes with the flow, because why not? Let's spend their holiday from skating. So that is how Victor Nikiforov, one of the most celebrated figure skaters of all time, winds up stepping out onto a makeshift ice rink in Fukuoka, dodging little children whizzing about with effortless ease and skating with perfect grace and poise through the crowd. And then he sees the man out of the corner of his eye and promptly skates straight into the Christmas tree, tumbling into the mass of pine needles and getting smacked by 1,000 Christmas lights. There's a flurry of exclamations in rapid Japanese that completely flies over Victor's head as he sits up in the middle of the broken pine branches. He groans, attempting to untangle himself from the string of rainbow lights, but only seeming to make things worse, and gives up, settling for squinting through the blinding lights at the hazy figure of the small, bespectacled Japanese man that had sent him flying straight into the tree. Oh my god, the man says, switching to fluent, lightly American-accented English, to Victor's surprise. Are you okay? Here, let me help you. Do you know how to skate? He asks, as he helps Victor back to his feet, steadying him when he stumbles a little, which Victor will firmly blame on being winded from the fall, and not at all an excuse to grab the other's hands, face lightly tinged red from the cold, deepening into a flush. Not that I'm saying anything about your skating. The man backpedals a bit, hands waving wildly in the air. There's a name tag on his black jacket that resembles some of the others Victor's seen around the rink. Conveniently, the name tag has both Japanese and English written on it. So his name is Yuri, too. Just that I'm a skating instructor at a small rink, and, I'm just here on a temporary basis because of the festival season and all, you know, to help the kids skating and watch out for new skaters and the like, so it's my job to help people out, and you kinda... He pauses his ramble to take a deep breath, heated air fogging up his glasses, and he pulls nervously at his red scarf, looking slightly embarrassed. Well, you kind of skated into the Christmas tree. Well, Victor starts, but doesn't continue, because where does one even go with, "I'm really the world champion figure skater, but I got distracted because I think you're really cute, and now you're offering to teach me how to skate, and I'm actually about to say yes." But then the man smiles and goes, "Is this your first time skating?" Just behind him, Victor sees the rest of his fellow Russian skaters stop short in surprise. "Yes, it is," he says decisively, and watches Yuri's. Original Yuri? Yuri Zero? Yurio? Face morph into this truly spectacular look of stunned outrage. Mila's doubled over laughing, and even Georgie looks amused, but nothing quite comes close to the way the man's eyes just light up, sparkling now under the Christmas lights strung up around them. "Oh," Yuri says, delighted, his exhale making a little puff of mist. Then his cheeks redden a little. Would you like me to show you how?" "Of course," Victor says immediately. "I suppose you'll be my coach then," he adds playfully, and revels a little as that delightful flush grows even redder. I really can't be considered a coach. I just teach children mostly at the ice castle near Ohashi. Beginner stuff and all that. You can look it up if you like. We have a website, and I'm the only instructor there, although sometimes it seems like I'm doing all the work. Sorry, what was I saying? What I mean is, it's no big deal, really." Yuri replies in a fluster, skidding back a little on the ice and shoving his flailing hands into the pockets of the dull black uniform jacket. "Actually, I'm just going to make sure another part-timer's covering the rink." "Oh, I hope I'm not bothering." "Oh, no. I'm going off my shift now, actually." He whips around on his skates in the direction of the entrance booth so fast that he nearly loses his balance, and Victor has to fight back the urge to skate right up to catch him. "Just wait here and I'll be right back." It takes Victor a half second to catch the smile that snuck up on his face without warning, as he watches the other go, even as the rest of his Russian entourage skates right up. Mila folds her arms, an eyebrow already raised. "What do you think you're doing?" "Learning to skate, apparently." He is painfully aware of the fact that he's still wearing that dumb, happy smile on his face. "You won the Grand Prix 8 times, Victor. 6 of those were consecutive years." "Mila, should I add all the gold medals from the European Championships or the World Championships or the Olympics?" "Russian figure skating living legend, ringing any bells?" He starts. But then he realizes that he really has no words for an excuse, so he just shuts his mouth, and resorts to the tried and tested Nikiforov method, puppy dog eyes. Beside her, Yuri looks like he wants to die on the spot, and just flips Victor off before skating away. Rude. Then he spots the man heading back toward him through the crowd, and shoos the rest of his travel companions off. "Sorry for the wait," Yuri says, as he finally breaks through the crowd and skates up to Victor, who helpfully takes this opportunity to reach out and steady him. Wow, he is quite nicely built beneath the petite frame and the horrible shapeless jacket that should really be burned. "My name is Victor, by the way," he offers, mouth falling open and hands flying up to cover it and horror in his eyes. "Oh my God, I didn't give my name. I'm so sorry, that's so rude of me. My name is Yuri Victor can't help it." "I know, it says on your name tag, in English." Yuri blinks. Oh right, of course, I forgot. He laughs and ducks his head a little in embarrassment, and Victor just cocks his head to the side, smiling along with him. "Right. So?" Yuri claps his hands together, standing up straighter and all shyness gone. "Skating is simple, so just put your legs like this first." By all rights, it should be terribly boring. He's pretending to learn the very things that he lives and breathes every day, after all. But strangely, here, beneath the warm amber of the Christmas lights that plays rainbows across Yuri's light brown eyes as he walks him through the basics, It's like he's a child again, stepping onto the rink for the very first time, endlessly charmed by the grace of the skaters on the ice. He can see why Yuri's a good teacher, too. He's good at explaining how to skate, endlessly patient, all the while keenly paying attention to Victor's movement, and never failing to reach out to steady him with strong, gentle touches whenever Victor tries really, really hard to imbalance himself. Like, really hard. Who knew trying to skate badly was so hard? And Yuri talks about each of his students like they mean the world to him, and it's fascinating to get a glimpse into this other side of a student-coach relationship, a side that he's been toying with the idea of more and more these days. And when Yuri says that he nearly decided to pursue a competitive career, even spending a year in the United States training to do so, it makes Victor wonder what it would be like seeing Yuri do a routine on the ice. It's not like the skating that they're doing here is anything fancy, just the basic, slow, forward skating across the ice, swerving around people even as Jingle Bells plays for the 100th time in the background. Yet there's something about Yuri's skating, and skating with him, that seems to keep him entranced in the moment, breathless by the simple beauty of it all. Now that Victor thinks about it, he's never really just skated for fun before. Speaking of Yuri, he's suddenly awfully far away in front of Victor. That can't do. So he pretends to swerve and stumble a bit, and immediately Yuri's by his side, holding his arm to steady him. "Sorry, I don't think I've got the hang of the balance," Victor says with an apologetic smile, but Yuri just shakes his head. "It's okay. Here." Victor just stares at the outstretched hand the other is offering him, and, okay, so his tiny, tiny, he'll insist, slip on the ice as he takes Yuri's hand is all too real. They wind up skating like that, hand in hand, Yuri pulling him gently along beneath the Christmas jangles and the bright lights, around the rink slowly, then faster and faster, night wind whipping through their hair and scarves. Then the PA system crackles to life, announcing that the rink will be closing for the night, and Victor swears on the inside that he has never hated an electronic system as much as that moment. "You learn fast," Yuri remarks as they skate to a stop in the middle of the rink. "If you came down to the rink I work at, I could teach you I suppose you have to fly back home." His face falls with disappointment. Then he catches their still clasped hands and lets go with a small jump. "I can't believe... I'm so sorry, I didn't realize." He starts, but Victor's eyeing the rink that is rapidly clearing of people. It's his last chance. He turns to Yuri. "Well then, coach, when do you think I can pull one of those jumps I always see on TV? Yuri frowns. "It takes months, if not years of skating, for skaters to pick up jumps." "How about this? If I do it, you'll have to give me a kiss." "Eh?" Yuri's eyes go owlish huge as he stammers back in response, face slowly growing red once again. Victor pouts as he skates closer to Yuri. "Not even as a Christmas gift. Or a birthday gift. My birthday is tomorrow, you know." "Your birthday is on Christmas?" Victor nods earnestly. Yuri looks torn, nibbling on his lower lip nervously. "Well, all right then. Since it's your birthday after all." That's all he needs to hear. "Okay." Victor grins, and then shoots straight across the rink, with Yuri still protesting behind him. "Wait, but jumps are too danger—" He speeds up as he rounds the curve of the rink, and then launches himself into the air with ease, wind whipping around him as he pulls off his signature quad flip perfectly, landing to a scatter of loud gasps and wild applause. Meanwhile, Yuri is staring at him in complete disbelief, mouth hanging wide open. You knew how to skate all this while." Victor winces. "I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but this idiot here just won his 6th consecutive gold at the Grand Prix skating finals. So, yes, he knows how to skate." Yuri cuts in as he skates in between the two, making air quotes with his fingers and then grabbing Victor to haul him across the ice. Let's go! We've got our flight to catch. I want to get home for Christmas. I'll send you a ticket to the Russian Nationals! Victor calls out over the ice, to where Yuri is still standing there, stunned. Come watch me skate! You're fucking hopeless, you know that? Yuri grits out, and Mila laughs, but good-naturedly waves goodbye to Yuri as well, and Georgie just grumbles under his breath the entire way. The rink lights up with camera flashes, and Victor just holds up his gold medal for the photos, almost bored by this time now. He hadn't done too well for his skating routine, for all that the commentator had gushed endlessly about it. Well, it had been technically perfect, but... He shoots one last smile in the direction of the reporters and heads to the edge of the rink, already dreading the same old post-competition review and routine. Yakov already looks like he's got a right long lecture to give him. Great. Hopefully he'll get to Yurio first, and that'll give him time to escape. Although... Victor frowns as he picks out an odd black-haired head in the crowd that's waiting for him. Could it be? You may be the number one in the world for men's figure skating, but you're terrible at asking someone out on a date. Yuri! I had to take a 10-hour flight to get here. Yuri huffs, reaching out to haul Victor in forcefully by his collar and pinning him down with a flat stare that belies a mix of exasperation and excitement. Although business class was a nice touch. Now this is surprising, Victor muses to himself, but raises his gaze to meet Yuri's head-on, and lets the edge of his lip curve up a little in challenge. Do I still get the kiss? And with that, Yuri deflates and goes wonderfully cherry red again. Now? Here? But there's so many cameras. Aha! Victor grins. That means you do want to kiss me. Yuri scowls despite his blushing face and shoots up to press a kiss to his lips. I think that's the first time I've ever seen someone shut Victor Nikiforov up. Yurio comments dryly by the side, and Yuri jumps a whole foot in the air while Victor just glares at his annoying junior, who just has to always butt in at the worst possible moments. Anyway, Victor, Yakov's been yelling around for you. You can deal with him. Victor waves him off, then grabs Yuri's hands and starts pulling him towards the exit. I'm stealing this man for a date first. Victor! Victor Nikiforov, you're hopeless. Yuri laughs, but follows him all the same. So, it's a bit late, but really? This is the best Christmas and birthday present Victor can ever ask for. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through the story's post. Thank you for listening.